Building a life as a dancer takes grit, dedication, focus, a load of confidence, resilience, prayer, a few friends, a mentor, and oftentimes a break. Bring It to the Marley is a documentary series, a talk show, and a podcast. I'm your host, Dwana Adeha-Smallwood. International dance luminary, mentor, teacher, creative spirit, and water daughter. My life has been a series of dreams and goals. It's truly been a pocket full of manifestations lived and fulfilled. I've been working hard to find balance between goals, fun, and freedom. I'm here to help you to find true meaning and purpose moving in the world as a dancer, while bringing you conversations with artists who have tasted the world's stage and carefully choreographed the pages of their lives, and who continue to open doors in the world with all its beautiful noise. My hope is that this show helps you leap even when you're fearful, stretch when the walls are caving in, turn when you've hit that ceiling, and dance even when the music seems to silence. Welcome. Welcome, guys. You know, have you ever experienced real fear when attempting to attain a dream and move into a new direction in your life? Have you ever been stopped by the thought of change? That kind of fear paralyzes you. That kind of fear makes you not be able to take a chance on anything. Your mind creates all kinds of scenarios which feed your fears and lead you down a path of disaster. Guess what, guys? I have. To be honest, I'm fearful all the time. I shared in a previous episode that I live with a high amount of fear despite what people may think about me and the energy and confidence I exude. Yes, I feel fear all the time. But the difference between me and the next person is that I've learned to look fear in the eye and to lean on faith, people, and silence to move through my life and the world and all my fear. It's said that oftentimes people say that when you self-sabotage, you often are afraid of success and achieving all that you dream of, and it's just fear. This is fear showing its ugly face in ways you never imagine. When I'm dealing with fear, I talk to her and I say, now listen here, girl. I know you're trying to reclaim your time, but you have to go. I don't have room in my life for you right now. I know you want attention, but this isn't how you get it. You do not own me. I have to shut her down, you know, like fast. You are not in control, girl. I also like to talk it out with people. I like to share my fearful thoughts with a friend so they can make sense out of my craziness, you know, the thoughts that I'm having in my mind, and remind me of the gifts and help me to differentiate between what's real and what's made up in my head. You know, that imaginary outcome I foresee based on all the fearful thoughts. That friend can tell me, that's all in your head, girl. Snap out of it. Come on, let's snap out of it. I also lean on faith. I pray a lot. I ask for strength and clarity and patience. I take spiritual baths and receive counsel from my elders and spiritual guides to remind me that I can do the work. But for all that I seek, a moment of reflection and wholeness is required to attain what I desire. It's not on my time, it's at the right time. And when it doesn't arrive on my time, guys, that's when the fear heightens. And what I lean to next seems to work more than prayer and people at times, and that's silence. Silence tends to help me look inward to the core of me and find strength. I block out the noise of the world, and most importantly, the noise and chaos of my own fear voice, and hear only what's true about myself. I can build up my armor. It's like a force field of strength that helps me to believe I can leap into any situation and come out unscathed. When I was a dancer with the Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater, I performed a solo called Cry, choreographed by Alvin Ailey on Judith Jamison as a gift to his mother. The pressure of receiving this honor came with a lot of anxiety and so much fear, so much so that I told only my mother when it was announced that I would be among the three dancers that would learn Cry. There was no guarantee that I would get to perform it after learning it, they said. I was fearful of what my peers would say. I was fearful of the judgment, fearful of not living up to the legacy of the piece, fearful of Judith Jamison being disappointed in me. The thing that saved me was silence. On those days that I would perform it, you know, it would become common knowledge to everyone in the company that you would not talk to Dwana the entire day. I remained silent from the moment I entered the theater, the moment I left the hotel, really, that whole day until I took my last bow. Cry for me required feeling and emotions I hadn't experienced in my young life as a dancer yet. I had to pull on the strength of my ancestors and on the tears and joys of my mothers to truly embody the story of the dance. And it was silence that allowed me to be a vessel each time. Not realizing at the time that what I was asking of myself was blocking out the noise, blocking out the fearful chatter, leaving only room for high frequency strength and positivity to flow through me. I will go on to perform Cry for 10 of the 12 years I was in the company. To manifest your destiny and bring about the change you wish to see in your life and to bring about the unimaginable, you must first dream it. You know, anybody who knows me, I'm big on dream and visualizing what you desire. Then you must believe it. Believe is faith. Believe in yourself, knowing that it's yours already. Then do the work. Sometimes while being fearful, anyone who knows me, I say this all the time, knows that I enjoy work. I like the act of using my hands and my body to fix, to change, to create, to organize, or to build anything. It's like a prayer dance. In order to tackle fear, we must live in a place of faith-led fear, remain patient, and relish in the manifestation of the dream. But the most important thing is to get up and get moving. But faith-led fear is like having a healthy dose of fear, but it's wrapped in a faith and the strong belief that you know you will make it through. Fear is motivating and fear is good, but fear without faith has the potential to defeat you or even make you not even attempt to try. How many self-help books can you read until you realize reading improves your vocabulary, yes, and allows you to travel in your mind, yes, but it gets you nothing. And it gets nothing done. The act of movement is what I need you to do. How many podcasts and motivational speeches are you going to hear before you do something? Perhaps this podcast today will help you to get up and tackle your fear. And perhaps it's music that helps you face your fears, or meditating, or dancing, or yoga, or running. Find what works for you. You need to help yourself get off the couch and out from under the fear. You need to actually get to work. And what I mean by getting to work is getting off your butt. Yes, I said it again, get off your butt. And make things happen for yourself. For everything I've ever wanted, I've rolled up my sleeves, I've made room in my life for it, and chipped away at the task to get it done. Too many of us are crying about the lives we wish we had, but we don't realize we have the power to make it all happen within us. We have the power within our hands, within our minds, within our hearts. We have all the tools and all the keys. And yes, there will be obstacles and doors slammed in your face, but open another door or help build another one. You have to be a dragon of organized task, a fire-breathing warrior. Get up and do something, anything. Just get moving. And I don't mean tomorrow. I mean now. Now. Thank you all so much for listening. And I hope this episode motivates you to go after all that you desire, despite the doubt and the fears you may have. I hope you come back for more. I really do. Don't forget to share this podcast if you feel it will help a friend. And don't forget to listen to it again if you need to. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram and TikTok and YouTube at Bring It to the Marley. You have yourself a fabulous day, and don't forget to keep dancing.